Look, it was an important win for us, but we had already quite a good confidence level, because to win these kind of games you need to believe you can do it. And overall, what came out of a game is that we had a real strong team attitude and strong team effort as well. Everybody put hard work in to win the game, and we got a positive result against a very strong team who will fight for the championship. So it was an important night for us.
In terms of the team news ahead of the Boxing Day fixture at Southampton, is there anybody coming back? Is there anybody coming back in the near future?
No, we have nobody back for this game. We will be approximately same players.
But Mikel Arteta and Alexis are probably the nearest to coming back, aren't they?
Yes.
Just looking at the midfield partnership between Mathieu Flamini and Aaron Ramsey, they're very good against Manchester City. They're very different to Santi Cazorla and Francis Coquelin, aren't they? But they seem to function really well together.
Yes, Flamini is a more defensive player, and you compensate always. Everybody brings his personality in, you know, but the most important is that the pair, as you said, works together. And in this partnership, I think they have adapted quickly and well, but it's down to the fact as well, what I many times say, the cohesion inside the club is very important, because we practice every day together, and the fact that they practiced a lot together in training helps to get a quick adaptation to the level.
Good morning, Arsene. Second in the table at Christmas, 2 points behind a team who most people expect not to keep up that form throughout the season. If that had been offered to you at the beginning of August, would you have taken it?
Yes. We lost our first game at home against West Ham, you know, so we were not absolutely sure that we would at Christmas be 2 points behind the leaders.
I know you've been asked this before, but I'll ask it again. Do you think you're the best placed you've been in a long time to challenge the title?
We have been top of the leagues many years, you know, and I think football is pragmatic, and nobody can predict what will happen in the next 17 games, for example. So you want just to go with the same attitude, same spirit, and earn your right to win the games. But the only thing I can say about 2015, if you look back and try to analyze, we have been consistent, and that overall we had quite a positive year and stabilized our defensive record and improved our record against the strong teams in the Premier League. And so it looks like we are on the right trend, on the right way.
You've spoken about the added belief. How much is that down to Petr Cech? He's spoken about the fact that he can win the title this season. Has bringing in a proven winner, a Premier League winner, made a difference?
Yes, of course. What you want is, you know, the goalkeeper and the two centre-backs is a position where the experience, the capacity to read the game, the capacity to lead and to communicate is very important, and Petr Cech contributes to that.
Ozil and Sanchez, we offered contract extensions, is that true?
We'll deal with that later in the season. At the moment, we focus more on the present and the immediate. We'll deal with that, I think, at the end of May, at around May.
Just finally from me, a story this morning that all Premier League clubs have been sent a questionnaire about trialling video technology, that perhaps English clubs will be used as guinea pigs for new video technology. Your thoughts on that?
I've always been in favour, because what you want is a more as many right decisions taken as possible, and I think technology can contribute to that. And the next step for me should be goal or not goal on offside. Mm-hmm.
Penalty decisions, yellow cards, red cards, are that going to
penalty go? Decisions, yes, that's less obvious. Because even sometimes, even on television, you have different opinions. But the offside, can be decided because mathematically there's always a solution there.
And you'd have no problem with English clubs being guinea pigs